Baltimore Friars Monastery is located on Atoman Mountain near Garrison, New York. Adjacent to this famous monastery, one sees St. Christopher's Inn. Homeless men from all walks of life come to this famous inn. These men are fed and sheltered by the Graymore Friars, and no distinction is ever made of race, creed, or color. You are invited to listen to another chapter of the dramatized story, The Life of Christ, brought to you transcribed each week by the Graymore Friars, who offer this series with a prayerful hope that this vivid portrayal of the life of Christ will help to awaken in you a deeper personal love of God and a firm determination to strive to prove that love in your daily life. Now, Chapter 38, Gethsemane.
He was offered because it was his own will, and he opened not his mouth. He shall be led as a sheep to the slaughter, and shall be dumb as a lamb before his shearer. All we like sheep have gone astray. Everyone hath turned aside into his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
And after the supper was finished, and Judas Iscariot had gone to betray his master, Jesus continued to address his disciples.
And my Father is the vine dresser. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he should be cast outside as the branch and wither. And they shall gather them up and cast them into the fire, and they shall burn. If you abide in me and if my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done to you. In this is my Father glorified, that you may bear very much fruit and become my disciples. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love than this no one has, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do the things I command you. No longer do I call you servants, because the servant does not know what his master does. But I have called you friends, because all things that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and have appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you.
And while Jesus spoke, Judas stood before the elders and the priests, and Malchus, servant of the high priest, questioned him closely.
Gethsemane, Judas, he will be there, are you sure?
He often rests there. The supper will delay him. He will not go back to Bethany tonight.
And this signal, let us be clear about it.
I shall go with you. When we draw near, I shall go ahead and utter the words, Hail, Rabbi.
He may be surrounded by others. We will not know whom you mean.
Whomever I kiss, that is he. Lay hold of him.
It might be well that you hold him, that he not flee from us, seeing the guard.
No, no, that would betray me to the others that I'd come to you. At some later date, they would take revenge. This way, they will think I have returned from an errand and am greeting the master.
Very well, Judas. One can hardly blame you for looking out for your skin. When will the supper be finished?
Shortly. He may be at Gethsemane even now.
Then we should lose no time. First, however, we will go to Pilate and convince him that Jesus and his followers are planning riots and tumults, and persuade him to send some of his soldiers with us.
If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before you. If you were of the world would love what is its own. But because you are not of the world, that I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. If I had not done among them such works as no one else has done, they would have no sin. But now they have seen and have hated both me and my Father. But that the word written in their law may be fulfilled, they have hated me without cause. These things I have spoken to you, that you may not be scandalized. They will expel you from the synagogues. Yes, the hour is coming for everyone who kills you to think that he is offering worship to God. And these things they will do because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have spoken to you, that when the time for them has come, you may remember that I told you. These things, however, I did not tell you from the beginning, because I was with you. And now I am going to him who sent. But because I have spoken to you these things, sadness has filled your heart. But I speak the truth to you. It is expedient for you that I depart. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of justice and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of justice, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no more. And of judgment, because the prince of the world has already been judged.
Don't leave us, Master. Don't leave us.
Why must you leave us now?
Many things yet I have to say to you, but you cannot hear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will teach you all the truth. He will glorify me because he will receive of what is mine and declare it to you. A little while and you shall see me no longer. And again a little while and you shall see me. Because I go to the Father.
What is this he says to us? A little while and you shall not see me. And again a little while and you shall see me.
And I go to the Father.
What is this little while of which he speaks?
We do not know what he is saying.
You inquire about this among yourselves. A woman about to give birth has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has brought forth the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for her joy that a man is born into the world. And you, therefore, have sorrow now. But I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no one shall take from you. These things I have spoken to you in parables. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in parables, but will speak to you plainly of the Father. In that day you shall ask in my name. And I do not say to you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God.
Behold, now thou speakest plainly and utterest no parable.
Now we know that thou knowest all things and dost not need that anyone should question thee.
For this reason we believe that thou camest forth from God.
Do you now believe?
Yes,
we believe.
Yes.
We believe.
Behold, The hour is coming and has already come for you to be scattered, each one to his own house, and to leave me alone.
No, no, Master. We shall never leave thee alone.
Never.
But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have affliction. But take courage. I have overcome the world.
And now Jesus had finished his discourse with his disciples, and raising his eyes to heaven, he prayed in their presence for himself, for his disciples, and for all who shall believe in him.
Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee, even as thou hast given him power over all flesh, in order that to all thou hast given him, he may give everlasting life. Now this is everlasting life, that they may know thee, the only true God, and him whom thou hast sent, Jesus Christ. I have glorified thee on earth. I have accomplished the work that thou hast given me to do. And now do thou, Father, glorify me with thyself, with the glory that I had with thee before the world existed.
And for his disciples, he raised his eyes to heaven and beseeched God.
I have manifested thy name to the men whom thou hast given me out of the world. They were thine, and thou hast given them to me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have learned that whatever thou hast given me is from thee, because the words that thou hast given me, I have given to them. And they have received them and have known of a truth that I came forth from thee. And they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. Not for the world do I pray, but for those whom thou hast given me, because they are thine, and I am glorified in them. Holy Father, keep in thy name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one even as we are. I do not pray that thou take them out of the world, but that thou keep them from evil. Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth. Even as thou hast sent me into the world, so I also have sent them into the world. And for them I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. Yet, not for these only do I pray, but for those also who through their word are to believe in me, that all may be one, even as thou, Father, in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory that thou hast given me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them and thou in me, that they be perfected in unity, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and that thou hast loved them even as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that where I am, they also whom thou hast given me may be with me, in order that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, because thou hast loved me before the creation of the world. Just, Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have made known to them thy name, and will make it known, in order that the love with which thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them.
After saying these things, Jesus went forth with his disciples beyond the torrent of Cedron, where there was a garden into which he and his disciples entered. And the name of this garden was Gethsemane, which means oil press, because there were many olive trees there.
Sit down here while I go over yonder and pray. Pray that you may not enter into temptation. Peter, James, John, come with me.
The hour is late, Master.
My soul is sad even unto death. Wait here and watch with me.
He is sorely troubled, Peter.
Could Judas be the reason? He seemed unusually sad when speaking to him. And where is Judas? Why has he not come with us?
It is Judas whom he meant when he said one would betray him.
What? Are you sure?
I was near them. Remember, Jesus said, "Is he for whom I shall dip the bread and give it to him?"
I did not hear clearly. There was much talking.
Then he gave the morsel to Judas, who took it without hesitation. Then Jesus said, "What thou dost, do quickly." Then Judas left.
But how can he betray Jesus? Oh, the Master has said many strange things this night. That I, who would give my life for him, will deny him. That we will see him for a while and not see him. And tells us to pray that we might not be tempted.
Oh. And listen.
Abba, Father, all things are possible to thee. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what thou willest.
He is in agony, full length on the grass.
Should we not go to him?
No, no. But look, he lifts his head. Look how he sweats.
So much. See how it soaks through his garments and shows bloody even in the dim light.
Father, if thou art willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but thine be done. Abba, Father, all things are possible to thee.
That light around him, it's not moonlight, it's something more.
An angel from heaven stands before him. See now how his face grows resolute.
I cannot look upon his sorrow. I would that sleep would overcome me.
No, we must stay awake and watch.
And falling into an agony, Jesus prayed the more earnestly. And his sweat became as drops of blood running down upon the ground. And rising from prayer, he came to his disciples and found them sleeping from sorrow.
Simon, dost thou sleep?
Master.
Peter, what is it?
Couldst thou not watch 1 hour?
Master, I...
And pray that you may not enter into temptation.
Yes. Yes, Master, we shall do as you say.
The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
He has returned to pray. What he must think of us for falling asleep.
And he came again and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. And they did not know what answer to make to him. And leaving them, he went back a third time, saying the same words over.
Not as I will, but what thou willest. My father, if this cup cannot pass away unless I drink it, thy will be done. Sleep on now, and take your rest.
Master,
what is this, Peter?
Behold, the hour is at hand when the Son of Man will be betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Behold, he who betrays me is at hand.
Hail, Rabbi!
Friend, for what purpose hast thou come? Judas, dost thou betray the Son of Man with a kiss?
Arrest him,
seize him.
Whom do you seek?
Jesus of Nazareth.
I am he.
Stand fast. Get up from the ground. We came to arrest Jesus of Nazareth.
I have told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way.
Seize him!
Lord, shall we strike with the sword?
Peter! My ear! He's cut off my ear.
Stand back, Grant!
Bear with them this far. Put up that sword into the scabbard. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given me?
Stand fast, I say.
Put back thy sword into its place. For all those who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or dost thou suppose that I cannot entreat my Father and he will even now furnish me with 12 legions of angels? How then are the scriptures to be fulfilled? That thus it must end.
No. No, don't touch my ear.
Dost thou not see he touches thy ear to restore it?
What?
So it is. My ear is back in place.
As against a robber you have come out with swords and clubs. When I was daily with you in the temple, you did not stretch forth your hands against me.
We do so now.
But this is your hour and the power of darkness.
Enough! Bind this man!
Come, let's leave at once. They'll arrest us too.
Take him now to the high priest.
God, a man follows us. See him? He is half naked. Take some men and go after him now. He sees us.
Halt! Halt in the name of the high priest!
It's Mark. They've seized him.
No. He's broken away. The guards hold nothing but his loincloth. Look. He flees naked from them.
Keep out of sight, John. Tell the others to do the same. I will follow at a safe distance and see where they take the master.
Was offered because it was his own will, and he opened not his mouth. He shall be led as a sheep to the slaughter, and shall be dumb as a lamb before the shearer. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. Everyone hath turned aside into his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.